As we get set now for Clubman Light and Heavy, unfortunately for Jared Whitty, involved in that incident in the Tag 125 Light class. He's not out on the circuit, so the 29, Beck Connell, will start by herself in Clubman Light, Clubman Heavy. The grid about to get away and racing. No mucking around there. Mark Lidsell is out of position number three. Oh, diving up the inside. Braden Boots. Lindsell goes back around inside him, and best banging on the back bumper was Jamie Prendergast. So Boots, he goes up to second place on the racetrack and then back to fourth. It's Prendergast in the 23, who's really trying to be forceful early. Jared Prendergast, George Thompson, all out there. And George Thompson, unfortunately, the only one with the Yamaha engine. So he will have some work to do to be able to try and stay with the Iamis at the front of the field. Beck Connell is your race leader. Mark Lindsell still leading from Jamie Prendergast. Braden Boots, Jared Prendergast, George Thompson. No one battling for position right now, but Lindsell, Prendergast, Boots, and even Jared Prendergast are still quite close together. So as the leaders across the start-finish line, Connell leading from Lindsell, Prendergast, Boots. So Boots in the 99, trying to find a way back onto the back bumper of Jamie Prendergast, who in turn is sitting right tucked underneath the 84 plate of Mark Lindsell. As they work their way through the S's, Beck Connell is well out in front of 34.325. So that goes through the dip and up onto the back straight. Connell, Lindsell, Prendergast, Boots, Prendergast, Thompson, the running order as we have reached four laps completed. Lindsell is still holding off the challengers with a 4 second gap. Her fastest lap of the race now, a 34.001. Lindsell, a 34.9. Prendergast, a 34.8. Boots, a 35.1. Prendergast, Jared Prendergast, a 35.3. And George Thompson, a 36.8. All drivers out on the track, all six drivers setting their fastest lap of the race on lap four. So not often you can say that about every kart having its best lap all at the same time. The leader works their way around the top of the circuit, and Beck Connell is out to over 5 second gap. Now the front two, Lindsell and Prendergast, have pulled away from Braden Boots, who in turn hasn't got any pressure behind him from Jared Prendergast. So Beck Connell working his way up the, working her way up the back straight, I should say. Mick Lindsell, the Bar Up Bull Bars cart out of Wagga, running in second, but plenty of pressure from Jamie Prendergast, the Griffith driver in the MIA tyres, Prendy Autos cart, the FA cart. Lindsell that time running through, up on the ripple strip, through the puddle of water there, getting water on that right-hand rear tyre. You've got to be very careful doing that, because getting on that ripple strip, you can either throw the chain off the cart, and we see that at least once or twice every meeting here in Canberra, or you just get that tyre wet, and when you need that grip going down into turn number one, You don't have it there and around you go. So Linsell, this time a bit more conservative. Jamie Prendergast right behind him, but Braden Boots is on a tear. So the Griffith drivers right in the midst of this battle. Beck Connor out in front. Linsell from Wagga. Then it's Griffiths, Prendergast, Boots and Prendergast, with Grenfell's George Thompson rounding out the field. White flag is out for Beck Connell, and Beck Connell will take the victory overall and in the lights. The battle's for the heavies, and Mick Linsell is looking like he's got this one covered. From a fourth and fifth finish in the first two heats to a second, a good run for Mick Linsell. Jamie Prendergast still accumulating good results. Running in fourth place as Beck Connell takes the checkered flag. We wait now for the heavies. Linsell, then Jamie Prendergast. Back then to Braden Boots in fourth. Jared Prendergast in fifth and George Thompson in sixth place. As we get set for Cadet 12s, it's been a controversial Cadet 12s with passing under the yellow, with all sorts of driving infringements in the previous two heats. So as we get set for heat number three, Casey Cleaver in the 9 starts on the pole. Josh Sargent in the 47 starts out of position number 2. Hunter Ross, a DNF in heat 2, off the start in the 26. Shannon Mortlock. Mac O'Neill, watch for him in the 81. Oliver McLansborough, Mia Bolton, Ryan Kennedy, Noah Sands, Slattery, Campbell and Watson. Away, Cleaver gets a good jump. Hunter Ross up the inside as Mac O'Neill also going up the inside. Great crossover move by Sargent, who had dropped back to about fifth position, then crossed over to the inside and got up the inside of Hunter Ross. Also Shannon Mortlock. Mac O'Neill was the mover, though. He got himself a couple of spots. And I think Sargent's still right behind Mac O'Neill now. So as the leaders head down, Casey Cleaver in the 9. That's the MD and D Enterprises. Tony Cart leading the way from Lithgow. The combined cart, Combined Districts Car Club member, with Mac O'Neill from Dubbo right behind him. So Mac O'Neill looking to try and make a move, going into the dip. The Sergeant from Grenfell in the Tegra cart. He has got behind him Mia Bolton in the 23, Noah Sands in the 65. They are all one after the other, single file, and looking to try and grab positions off each other as soon as they can. The winner in Heat 1 was Mia Bolton, the 23 cart that currently runs in 4th position. The winner in Heat 2 is the 81 of Mac O'Neill. O'Neill with a 2nd in Heat 1 and Bolton with a 3rd in Heat 2 shows that these drivers have got plenty of speed, because they've now each come from the front and from the back. Sargent, this was his first start towards the front, as he started out of the middle in both previous heats and had a 6th and 2nd place. Mac O'Neill makes the pass for the lead now. Cleaver in the 9's got Sargent up the inside, and that opens the door for Bolton, but Bolton can't go through. Sargent runs wide and Cleaver goes straight back across. And a good crisscross move, Cleaver hangs on to 2nd position. So Mac O'Neill out in front in the 81 cart, and the Dubbo driver really trying to open up a gap in the Sinorama top cart. Sargent again up the inside of Cleaver. Cleaver on the crossover, and this time it opens the door for Bolton, and Bolton is through on Sargent. They work their way across the start-finish line now, with 4 laps completed. Cleaver is still in 2nd as Mac O'Neill sets up a 1 second advantage at the front of the field. Cleaver now has Bolton to try and make the move on him. Bolton, great run out of the S's, and will make the pass before they go to the dip. So Bolton didn't open the door for Sargent then. She just put on a big charge and has got through into second place. Now Sargent upside inside of Cleaver. Cleaver's going to try and cross over, coming off the top turns again. This time they're side by side. They touch. Cleaver's into the grass. He gathers it back up but loses another spot. Mac O'Neill is your race leader from Mia Bolton. Then it's Sargent, who now has Sands behind him, up ahead of Cleaver. So Cleaver then with Shannon Mortlock, Slattery, Watson, Campbell, Kennedy, Ross, McLansborough runs in 12th position. The race leader is Mac O'Neill. As Bolton in second position now tries to bridge the gap back down 2.7 of a second. Josh Sargent is in third. Noah Sands in fourth. Then it's back to Cleaver. As Noah Sands gets into the dirt of the dogleg and will lose a bunch of spots. Slattery, Mortlock all getting through. Along with, I think, Watson, and no, he might have been able to hold off Watson there. So with three laps left to run next time by Mac O'Neill, being caught by Mia Bolton. Fastest card on the track though is Josh Sargent. And Sargent running in third position. Well, Bolton goes fastest now. The first into the 37s at 37.940. The 81 is Mac O'Neill. 23 is Bolton. Oh, a bit of contact further back in the field where Cleaver has been tapped by the 99 of Slattery. Bolton for the lead, up the inside into the top turns. The crossover move completed by the leader, Mac O'Neill. Didn't open the door, though, for Sargent to follow through. As two laps remain. Two laps remain, and it's Mac O'Neill leading the way from Mia Bolton. Sargent back there in third. Then a gap back to Cleaver, Slattery and Mortlock, who are all battling it out for fourth, fifth and sixth positions now. As Bolton again going to the inside of Mac O'Neill. Sargent wanted to go with her, but just doesn't seem to have the straight line speed that Bolton is showing. And Mac O'Neill able to cover off Bolton quite easily on that lap. White flag at the ready. Will we see some craziness here? Bolton to the inside of O'Neill. O'Neill immediately set up on the crossover move. Went straight back to the lead. Great driving here in the Cadet 12s. Bolton now, what can she do? Sargent is lurking back there to pick up the pieces. Sargent now sees Bolton go sideways through the dip, and he goes to the inside of Bolton. It's Mac O'Neill leading the way from Bolton. Sargent, as they come down to the checkered flag, Mac O'Neill takes the victory. Bolton home in sec. Sargent in third. Mortlock, Cleaver, Slattery, Sands, Watson, Campbell, Kenny, Ross and McLansborough. As we get set now, four restricted, 1, 2, 5, light and heavy. We've got a crash in the formation laps. So the 55 of Jamie Fields, who's starting out of position 5, will have to gather himself back up. As we have Dion Pangolis on the pole in the Pro Pamphlets Arrow. Eric Reeves in the 66, the Sable Karting Arrow. Then it's Guy Little in the 88. John Macy in the 11. The Prestige Plus Upholstery. Tony Cart of Jamie Field. Then it's the Fishwick Hedge Services of Esprit of Royce Gay. And then the MD steal, 59 of Matthew Drain. Away and racing. And Pangolis gets the jump again. Little goes up the inside of Reeves as Reeves fights back on the outside. Little will take second position in the end. As they work their way, I think you'll see Drain is already up into fourth position in the 35 cart, the P35 of Matthew Drain from Grenfell, having a good run into fourth position behind Eric Reeves. Little in second, race leader is Dion Pangolis. Now, Matthew Drain, in heat one, had a problem with his transponder, and that, although he finished third on the racetrack, saw him excluded. He came back to win heat two, and at the moment he sits in fourth place behind Eric Reeves, who now Reeves trying to make a move on Guy Little. So Guy Little, who won heat one, finished fourth after making a mistake in heat two. He sits second at the moment. Matthew Drain gets past Reeves and now looks at the back of the 88 cart. Drain with the fastest lap of the race, a 36.330. Goes to the inside of Little, heading up the back straight. As not close enough to complete the pass. Pangolis leads in the 53. Little in the 88 runs in second. Then it's back to Drain in the 59P. Reeves in the 66. Gay is in the 78. Field in the 55. And Macy in the 11 rounds out the runners. Drain now looking to make a move. Going into turn two, they touch. And Little will hold onto the spot. So, Guy Little in second place, under siege from Matthew Drain. Eric Reeves now the fastest card on the circuit, a 36.230. And he's given up now. Drain, he's dropped the position on Eric Reeves. So Reeves misses the apex going into turn number one. And Reeves, who has the fastest lap of the race, is now back under pressure from Matthew Drain. Through the dip and up onto the back straight. The dip and into the pit turn, not drying out at all today. So it's been quite a tough job for all the drivers. As this time Guy Little, he missed the corner. Reeves checked up. And that has allowed Drake to go back through. So Drain goes back through into third position. Pangolis, Little, Drain, Reeves. Then it's back to Gay, Field and Macy. The race leader, Dion Pangolis, doing it quite easily out in the front here in heat number three. As he has a 1 second advantage over Guy Little, who now has Matthew Drain back on his bumper, trying to get second spot. Little challenges to the inside. Drain on second place. Drain through the dip and up onto the back straight. He's got a good run here. Little is protecting the inside line. Drain tries to go to the outside. Now will he cross over to the inside coming off the top turn? No. Couldn't get the nose in. And couldn't make that crossover move. So, goal. Little making a mistake going into the pit turn. But Drain not close enough to capitalise. Pangolis is being caught now. As Matthew Drain goes fastest, 35.682. Drain now the fastest man on the circuit. He goes to the inside of Little once again as they head to the top turn. No, Little has him covered still. It's Newcastle's Dion Pangolis. from Griffith, Sky Little, Grenfell's, Matthew Drain, Canberra's, Eric Reeves back there in fourth. Then a gap back to Royce Gay from Canberra, Macy from Griffith, and Field from Grenfell rounding out the field. Two laps left. And it is again Drain looking to make a move on the outside this time. He should have him go into the kink, and Drain is through into second place. So Matthew Drain, the MD Steel Fabrications Rotax. Little tried to go back at Drain there, and they still hold their position, but there's some pretty feisty racing going on. As the white flag is out, Little gives Drain a tap, going into the S's. Now, can Drain and Little side by side go into the dip? This won't work, it's still wet on the outside. And Little is going to lose third place now, as he goes through the grass, and Reeves is up the inside of him. So, the tyres were so wet on Little's card, he almost couldn't take the top turns. The checkered flag goes to Dion Pangolis, his first win. Second goes to Matthew Drain. Third goes to Eric Reeves. Fourth is, Guy Little has spun in the pit turn. And, Field has run off the road, and that's going to allow Macy and Field to get past. Well, Macy to get past Field. So, fourth place goes to Royce Gay. Guy Little, I think, will be a DNF. He hasn't got that cart fired up. He is still in the cart. At some point, the officials are going to have to call the race closed. Macy is in fifth, and sixth place is Field. So, the officials are telling him now, if you finish the race, you'll be scored as a finisher, otherwise you'll get a DNF. So Guy Little will limp the cart across the line and will probably take a bit of time to clean up all the rubbish off the track before the junior performance will head out. So, Guy Little gets a 7th place finish in heat number 3. Junior performance is up next. This is the MIA Powder Coating and Abrasives Southern Stars Series of 2015. Junior performance, heat number 3 underway. And Longmore into the lead. Longmore with 2 race wins already today. And is comfortably out in front here at the start of heat number 3. So, Westcombe Casey a 2nd and a 4th. And Fripp, Rowan Fripp that is, a DNF and 2nd. The other front runners, Taylor Harness, a DNF in heat 1, a 3rd in heat 2. And now she is up into 2nd position. So Harness, who today has had real problems with the pit turn, works her way around the top of the circuit. Harness in 2nd. The Mad Harry Steele, number 48. Then it's back to Rowan Fripp in the 75. The 88 is Westcombe Casey. Further then back to Casey Fenton in the black 68 card. So, leader Cameron Longmore in the Riv Turf card. The Riv Turf Iami engined Tony Cant from Wagga. Fastest lap of the race, the 34.329. So that's the marker they're all trying to chase now. He goes quicker again, 34.128. Taylor Harness, a 34.7. Fripp, a 35-2. Then Westcombe Casey, a 35-0, with Casey Fenton, a 35.7. So whilst Cameron Longmore is out to a 2.4-second lead, comfortably in that position now. Harness still working hard down into turn one, not giving herself the full width of track to make that turn in, just pinching it into turn one, and that's going to be losing a little bit of ground. So they head up the back straight. Harness, Fripp, still a long way back from Harness. 1.6 seconds, in fact, 4.6 seconds off the lead. Westcombe Casey, half a second behind Fripp. And Casey Fenton in the fifth place. So race leader is still Cameron Longmore. Just as they work their way around the top of the circuit, Taylor Harness not gaining any ground. So Harness in the Mad Harry Seal card. Just getting a bit squirrely. Then through the dog leg onto the start finish straight. Through the S's now. And Harness in second. Third place starting to heat up because Rowan Fripp is being caught by Jack Westcombe Casey. So Fripp in the 75, Westcombe Casey in the 88. And Westcombe Casey off the top turn will make the pass and grabs third position. So Westcombe Casey in the 88 has certainly been consistent. Second, fourth, and now currently running in third. It's Cameron Longmore getting his time down to a 33.616. His last lap a 33.639, so consistent there, and a 33.7 this time past. Harness a 34.1, her best, her last lap a 34.2. Westcombe Casey, a 34.344, just doing his best lap on that lap with Fripp and Casey Fenton rounding out the running order. Casey Fenton in the Pragda cart from the Rutherglen Butchery, entry number 68 from Albury. So Cameron Longmore from Taylor Harness. So Harness having a reasonably uneventful race by comparison to her first two heats. And I can see the true gentleman of karting down there watching on with great interest as Bob Harness just keeping a watchful eye on her progress. Cameron Longmore will take the victory from Taylor Harness. And then it's Jack Westcombe Casey, followed by Rowan Fripp, and Casey Fenton rounds out the running order. Senior National starting here for heat number three. Stuart Wieglin in the starting from the pole in the 70 cart. The 78 is Mitchell Fredericks. Stephen Rolfe in the 17. Scott Ratmund in the 22. Glenn Williams in the 57. Harrison Inwood in the 43. Jeff Tresider in the 73. And the 66 is Troy Dixon, the P-plater, at the back of the field. Alright, so we get set for a start here in Senior National. Winner of both heats so far is Stuart Wieglen. Stuart Wieglen in the 70 cart. Second place, though, Harrison Inwood had took out second in the first heat, and Mitchell Fredericks second in the second heat. Wieglen and Fredericks start 1 and 2 here in heat number 3. So Wieglen, Fredericks, good formation here, looking for a start. A bunch up here for the start. Accelerate away. It's Fredericks on the outside of the front row in that New South Wales Rugby League card that gets the jump. Wieglen tries to come back at him on the inside. They fall single file now through turns 2 and 3. Out of 4 in the S's completed. They're all single file now. Fredericks has the advantage over Wieglen as they head up the back straight for the first time. Third place under threat here as Ratman tries to make the move up the inside of the 17 of Stephen Rolfe. They're unable to make the pass yet is Ratman. Harrison Inwood is right behind him as well. So it's Fredericks, followed by Wieglen. Then it's Rolfe with Ratman on his back bumper. Inwood wants to make some ground forward as well. But they're all nose to tail as now Ratman closes in through the dip. And it should be an interesting battle to the top of the hill this time as Ratman and Inwood both trying to make moves on the 17 of Rolfe. Rolfe still holds on to third as Wieglen has got past Fredericks in that top turn. And Stuart Wieglen finds his way back to the front of the field. Stuart Wieglen leads the way from Mitchell Fredericks. He opens the door then. Oh, Harrison Inwood, big dive bomb down into turn number 1. And Inwood, he made the move on Ratman. But Ratman easily cut back across and took the spot back. As they head up the back straight now, they've lost a bit of ground over the third place runner of Stephen Rolfe. So Wieglen leading the way. He's led and won the first 2 heats of the day here in Senior National. As Fredericks just dropping off his pace. Wieglen with a 38.815. Fredericks best lap a 39.062. Ratman behind Rolfe with some work to do to get that ground back after Harrison Inwood tried the dive bomb. That was unsuccessful. Then it's a gap back to Williams. Dixon ahead of Tressida here in the back of the field. So Wieglen leads the way as we complete lap number 4. Across the start finish line now, you have the next 3 carts all running Yamaha engines. So the front 2 are using the IAMI KA100s, and that's why they're able to pull away so easily from the next 3. So it's Griffith in Stuart Wieglen, Fredericks from Wollongong, Oranges Rolfe ahead of Wagga's Ratman, Bathurst Inwood, then it's Lithgow's Williams, Grenfell's Dixon, and Wollongong's Tressida is the running order. So Inwood into the back of Ratman as they come down again into the turns 1 and 2 complex through the S's now. And it is Ratman and Inwood who every time they get up on the back of the 17 in Rolfe start battling amongst themselves and do themselves the chance of grabbing third position. So Wieglen's got Fredericks covered, you'd feel, at this point of the race. Ratman is back onto the back bumper of the 17 now. Rolfe doing a good job there. Ratman and Inwood continuing to battle on. All by himself is the 57 of Glenn Williams, as is Dickinson in the 66. And Tressida in the 73, who looks like he's got engine problems, working his way down into turn 1. Ratman's on the inside of the 17 now. and makes the pass quite easily in the end. What can... Oh, good fight back there by Ralph. As Ralph gets back around Ratman now inward. Trying to go well on the outside into the pit turn. He makes the move. I think there might have been a bit of contact in doing so, but he's up into fourth place. So they're working their way back up over the dip. Oh, the 73 has given up the ghost. That's Jeffrey Tressida, and he's pulled into pit lane. So Wiegland leading from Fredericks. The gap between first and second is 0.6 of a second. Then it goes back 7 seconds to the next battle, which at the moment Stephen Rolfe isn't troubled. Harrison Inwood, though, he will be wanting to stay ahead on keeping a gap between himself and the 22 of Scott Ratman, because you think he'll be given very firm treatment if Ratman catches him to try and grab that spot back. So Ratman starting to back up now as race leader is on his final lap. The white flag is out. Wiegland, Fredericks, and now the battle for third. Rolfe and Inwood. Inwood looking to set up. Oh, he could have tried a dive bomb there, because it looked like Rolfe had opened the door for him. Coming up the back straight, your leader is well through the top turns now. No pressure on his back bumper from Wiegland. As around the top of the circuit, Inwood tries the dive bomb move. Rolfe tries to hold him off, but Inwood will take the spot. Win goes to Wiegland. Fredericks in second. Then it's back to Rolfe. No, sorry, then it's back to Inwood, Rolfe, Ratman, Williams, and then Dixon with Tressida. Interesting conclusion to Senior National, with Harrison Inwood grabbing third place on that final lap. Getting set for Junior National heat number three. We look at Charles McLansborough on the pole, Manif on the outside of the front row. Harness and Inwood is on the next row. And Harness just getting caught behind McLansborough off the start. But McLansborough now running wide in the 74, I think it was the 75 that got run wide there behind McLansborough and dropped a bunch of places. Yeah, it was the 75 of Suslan Harlow. So it's been a for that 75 of Suslan Harlow right throughout. They worked their way down the pit straight for the first time. And it's a good buffer that the leader in the 28 cart, Lachlan Manif, holds as they come. Oh, no, sorry, that's Darcy Inwood in the 25. So Darcy Inwood with a good lead over Thomas Sargent. Lidvaines there. Behind him is Harness, Shibuteri. Manif's down in sixth place. Then it's Cerevino. McLansborough, the pole sitter, with still Suslan Harlow, Labib, Leslie, Longmore, and Sinadra. Sinadra back there, tail end Charlie on the field from Griffith. The leaders now working their way through the S's once again. And Darcy Inwood ahead of Thomas Sargent. We've got a yellow. The 34 cart of Anthony Labib is off the track. So the the cart just needs to be pulled a bit further off the circuit as the yellow is out. So that yellow is off the circuit. Carts deemed to be off the circuit enough, which is good. Drivers out the way. So we'll continue on. Thomas Sargent now taking the race lead down there in turn number one. So Sargent out in front. Levain's trying to make a move on the Darcy Inwood, the previous leader of the race. So Sargent leading the way. Sargent from Inwood, then Levain's. Levain's now trying to make the move, going into turn two. Sets up, drops back, gives himself room and makes a run through the S's. Levain's from Canberra, trying to get past Inwood of Bathurst. As it's Grenfell's, Tegra, number 47 of Thomas Sargent. I've got a cart off the circuit. 38. That is Blake Sinadra, who has had a spin, so he will have some work to do as the leaders will be bearing down on him, so he'll need to stay calm as the leaders will put him a lap down in probably about two laps time. Thomas Sargent, Darcy Inwood, Theodore Levain's. Then it's back to Taylor Harness. Jason Saavedro has got past Sean Shibuteri now. And we've got quite a gaggle of carts at the front of the field. First six carts, all nose to tail. So it's Thomas Sargent in the 47 leading the way from Darcy Inwood. Sargent sliding this cart around. Inwood gets a bit of breathing room as Levain's makes a mistake. That gives Harness a chance to pounce. Oh, into the dirt that time. The 88 of Jason Severino has now dropped back behind Sean Shibuteri again, I think. Pushing up the top of the hill. I'm wondering if it started raining there, the way these carts are just ill-handling. They're coming up. Blue light on for the 38. Of Saavedra. Sinadro, sorry. Sargent coming up on him. Then it's back to the 25 of Inwood. Levain, Shibuteri working forward again, but Taylor Harness about to try and make the passing move at the top of the circuit. Harness and Harness will get the pass done, I think, on Shibuteri as they go past the back marker. And they work their way out. No. So Levain's was able to get past... Shibuteri was able to get past Levain's with the back marker bearing down. So Shibuteri up to third now. Now, Shibuteri was involved in an incident off turn one of the first heat and then came back in heat two to finish in second place. Inwood is catching Sargent now, and we've seen some of these carts just not handle at all well, but Sargent leads from Inwood. Blue flags still out down in turn one as Sinadra is continuing to be lapped by the field. But what can Inwood do here on this final lap up the top of the circuit? Inwood looking to the inside of Sargent, and they're side by side as they come off the top turn. Inwood getting a wheel into the dirt, and Sargent holds on. Inwood comes home in second. Third place is Shibuteri, then Levain's, Harness, back then to the 88 of Cerevino. Manif is the next cart through, with Lansborough. A lap down, of course, is Sinadro. Then it's back to Suslin Harlow, and then Will Longmore, Leslie, rounding out the cut on the leader's lap. So Thomas Sargent, his third win on the racetrack. Darcy Inwood, his best result, that second place. Shibuteri with a third. And he's trying to make up lost ground, as I mentioned, from that off. Then it was Theodore Levain's. Taylor Harness, another fifth place for her. Jason Sunedro, he'd be upset that he made that mistake mid-race and never really recovered from that. Getting set for a start in open performance. Heat number three. Matthew Nipperis in the 16. Daniel Orsini in the 19. John McCabe in the 66. Michael Peace in the 46. Danny Jarks is in the 43. Benjamin Forbes is in the 47. So, well, a lap away from a start. Nipperis with a first and second. John McCabe, a good drive in heat number two. He's coming out of position number three, so he'll be right behind Nipperis on the start. Nipperis just seems to be a bit smoother on the gearbox than Daniel Orsini in the PCR cart. Nipperis in the CRG. McCabe, of course, the first of the Rotax runners, the DD2. Then it's Peace, who's had his share of dramas with that gearbox cart. And then it's Danny Jarks and Benjamin Forbes on that back row. So watch for this inside row. I think it will get the best of the jump. Obviously, McCabe will want to be in front of Orsini into turn number one. Away, and it is a great start. Really good work by Nipperis there. Orsini banging it up and down through the gears piece. He jumped on the throttle there, and you just saw the response that that had as Danny Jarks was trying to get past him. Forbes now also in the DD2. Jarks, oh, and around goes Peace again. He's had his hands full in that 46 cart all weekend. Leader is Nipperis. Orsini is in second. Then it's back to McCabe. McCabe in good position here as he leads the way. McCabe in third. Then it's Danny Jarks. So Danny Jarks getting back past Forbes. Now Forbes had a DNF in heat number two, and it seems like he's struggling here in heat three. Hopefully he can get that cart right and continue on. As Nipperis across the start-finish line now, a 32.8. So Forbes is limping. So Forbes in the DD2 Rotax is going to limp this card. Hopefully he'll be able to limp it home. It doesn't seem to want to carry any throttle. And that is indeed a problem for him. Nipperis, Orsini and McCabe are your race leaders. So I don't think we'll see Forbes continue any further. That cart plaguing him right throughout this weekend. As Peace sideways again onto the front straight. He is going to keep... Oh, Forbes is going to continue on. So he obviously doesn't think it's a... Every time he goes to put the... It just does not take off. So he's going to go a lap down quite soon here as Nipperis has completed four laps. So, yeah, the blue flags will need to be out as Nipperis is running up onto the back now of Benjamin Forbes. Orsini runs in second. McCabe still loosely hanging on, but not in a position to challenge back there. In third, oh no, Forbes has pulled up on the circuit. So that cart's stationary now. I don't know if that's a decision by the driver or if the cart's just given up the ghost. but he certainly has stopped and is not moving. No, he's jumped out. So the yellows are out now up the top of the circuit as Forbes pushes that card off the track. Nipperis, 32.02, fastest lap of the race for Matthew Nipperis. Fastest lap for open performance, a 32.5, so he's certainly lowered that mark to a 32.0. So all day these carts have been getting quicker and quicker, but you have to wonder with the temperatures starting to drop away now in the early afternoon, if we will see the temperatures continue to drop in all the classes that are left to run. So Matthew Nipperis crossed the line. He's got a 3.2 second lead over Daniel Orsini in the PCR cart. Then it's John McCabe from Canberra in the Rotax. McCabe, they're driving the BRM chassis and doing a good job here sticking with these shifter carts. McCabe, plenty of experience here at Canberra and enjoying this open performance class where he's really got some great speed. Nipperis leading from Orsini, McCabe, then it's back to Danny Jarks, and behind him is Michael Peace. So around the top of the circuit, John McCabe looks like he wants to challenge for second place before the end of this race. It could be an interesting finish as Nipperis comes under the white flag. Orsini, then it is McCabe, but McCabe too far back, you think, to challenge. Certainly down the bottom of the circuit, the gap looks far too big to bridge. Nipperis around the top of the circuit for the final time, and it will be Matthew Nipperis with his second win of the day. Matthew Nipperis takes the victory, win number two, dropping that time to a 31.831. So that's a great time set on the ninth lap of the race. Orsini, McCabe, then you go back to Jarks. Oh, and Peace is into the tyres. I don't know if he is... I don't know if Peace has been scored. I don't see him as scored here on the racetrack. So I think he needs to back up and go across the timing marker. So, action aplenty to finish off this race. But he should be scored. Cadet Nines getting ready for a start here. Ryan Pring on the pole once again. Sebastian Ruiz in the 26. Riley Gray in the 73. Joseph Woodell in the 16. Mordlock in the 83, Bryant in the 11, and Drain in the 59. So, Pring and Ruiz were under a lot of scrutiny. Pring on the pole, he'll be setting the pace this time, and Ruiz will have to stay with him. So, we'll look for a start this time by. In a good formation, ready for a start. Oh. Racing on away, good even start. Ruiz drives away from Pring on the outside of the front row. Pring holds on to second. Gray, Waddell around the outside of Gray going into turn two. And Waddell will take third spot. He now looks to go over the side of Pring. Gets past Pring now as they go into the dip. And Pring will be challenged by Gray on the outside as they head up the back straight. So Ruiz has pulled away at the front of the field. In that Ruiz Constructions, Tony Cart, Waddell in the family-sponsored number 16 Arrow from Grenfell, runs in second. Then it's back to Drain, another of the Grenfell drivers, the MD Steel Fabrication entry that has charged up from seventh place to third. Now two off in turn number one. One cart not going to go any further here in this heat. It's the 11 of Brady. So Brady Bryant. So Brady Bryant from Canberra, a DNF here. Waddell in second. No, in fact, Waddell's not second now. So Waddell has dropped back to fifth position. He's trying to get past Mortlock and Pring. But Mortlock has got his... that's Gray. So Waddell and Gray also having issues in that turn one incident. So Waddell gets past Gray now to get fourth place back. Mortlock runs at the tail end of the field in the 83 cart. So Sebastian Ruiz, Tom Drain, Ryan Pring. Then it's Waddell, Gray and Mortlock. So Sebastian Ruiz dominating today. He won Heat 1 by 20 seconds. Heat 2, he won by only 8 seconds over Waddell. Waddell making a heck of a lot of mistakes in Heat 1. Didn't make as many in Heat 2 and was able to hold on to second over Tom Drain, the P-plater, who finished in third. But this time, it's Waddell making another mistake, and that's allowed Drain up into second place. Waddell is back into third now. He's been able to make those three passes to get himself back onto a podium position. Pring, Gray, Mortlock rounding out the running order. So for Sebastian Ruiz, a 40.085, his fastest lap. He was a 40.6, his best lap in Heat 1, and a 40.2 in Heat number 2. So 40.0, a very good lap, as the track has continued to dry throughout the day, and certainly in critical parts of the circuit, through the dip, into the pit turn, which still isn't dry yet, but it's certainly not as wet as it was. The dog leg as well has not dried out, and a lot of the drivers have just been pulling more and more water that's been trapped in the ripple strip out on to the racetrack. So as Ruiz comes up on the back of Bodie Mortlock, in the 83, he puts him a lap down now. Ruiz's gap is out to 7.5 seconds over Tom Drain. So Ruiz across the line, a 41.7 second lap, having to get past the back marker, and a spinner, and that is Mortlock, who's had a spin there. He gathers it back up and will will keep going, but that made the pass quite easy for Tom Drain there. So as the leader works his way down into the pit turn. Now, for Sebastian Ruiz, last race, heat number two, he made a bit of a mistake on this penultimate lap, which gave him a big wiggle he had to catch. In heat number one, it was actually on the last turn, last time through the pit turn. He hit the ripple strip a bit hard and had to try and catch the cart. So this time, we'll see if he can go through without making a mistake at all. Ruiz leads from Drain, Waddell. Then you go back to Pring and Mortlock, who is one lap down to a goodly part of the field. So as the leader heads up the over the rise and into the dip. The back straight, Ruiz has got a healthy lead, and he's dropped that time to a 39. So the first cart in the Cadet Nines down into the 39s this weekend is Sebastian Ruiz. A 39.947 as the checker flag waves, and he gets his third win of the weekend. Tom Drain, another great drive by the P-Plater in second. His second place finish. He's had a 2 seconds and a third. Waddell, 2/3 and a second. Then it's Pring in fourth place. That's his best finish of the day, with Gray in fifth and Mortlock in sixth. So with the Cadet Nines in the book, it's the tag 125 Lights up next. Now in tag 125 Lights, looking at the grid, Jared Whitty. It's good to see him back out there after that incident one race ago now. So Whitty on the pole in the 90. James Taylor out of position number 2. Brian Woolner in the 14. Lachlan Chancellor in the 22. Jacob Fripp in the 75. Chris Cooper in the 21. John Wells in the 69. The 50 is Clint Everingham. The 70 is Stuart Wiegland. And the 17 is Josh Hemphill. Hemphill winning Heat 2. Wells winning Heat 1. They come from position 7 and 10 respectively. So in good formation now. Whitty has been quick. He was leading the race when he was taken out by Jacob Fripp. Hemphill going on to win. Whitty was second in heat number 1. They get set now for a start. Looking good for a start. As away and racing, good mark, chuffed the outside of the front row by Taylor. Whitty comes back off, big slide job into turn number 1. I think that was the 14 of Woolner who tried that then, and it just didn't work. Bogging down up over the rise that time is the 22 of Lachlan Chancellor. So he's backed up again, if my eyes serve me correct. Oh, more shenanigans as a cart spinning out into the top, almost across the front of the rest of the field. So the field split in two. Whitty's leading from the 25 of Taylor. Then Fripp up the inside of Taylor now. Back then to Wells in fourth position with Woolner in fifth. Then the gap from Cooper, Everingham, Chancellor, Wiegland is now catching the 22 of Chancellor, and Josh Hemphill is at the tail end of the field. So he was the guy that was diving through and missed the half of the top turns. Across the start finish line now, and Whitty along with Fripp, they're nose to tail once again. Back then to Taylor. Behind Taylor, you still have Wells and Woolner. But at the moment, we keep our eyes on the front of the field, around the top of the circuit. Whitty is holding his line. The Racers Warehouse energy cart from Griffith is Jared Whitty. Behind him is the 75 of Jacob Fripp. And further back then to James Taylor. Good line through the S's. John Wells, can he make anything of it? He's got a two-cart length deficit between third and fourth place. Now Fripp looking to the inside of Whitty again. So Fripp starting to get frustrated that he seems to have the pace, but just cannot get past the 90 cart of Jared Whitty. So as the leaders work their way across the start-finish line, Fripp has the fastest lap of the race, a 33.447. Whitty, a 33.6. Taylor, a 33.7. Then it's Wells with a 33.7. Woolner with a 34.0. Then it's Cooper, Everingham, Chancellor, Wiegland and Hemphill. As the leader comes across the start-finish line, it's still Whitty and Fripp nose to tail. Oh, round goes the 25 of James Taylor. So Taylor has spun and they all fall back into line. So Taylor stuck on the racetrack. Across the start-finish line, Whitty and Fripp still working their way through the S's. Now, Taylor took a long time to get going again. Oh, Lachlan Chancellor, he just got caught by Everingham, slow on the circuit, got into the rut that is now forming on the outside of the track and was lucky to hang on to that cart. And, yeah, I think he's thrown a chain the way it was slowing on Everingham's cart. So Whitty and Fripp with third place man John Wells. Well, he knows what happened in the previous race and he knows he's in the catbird seat if anything was to go wrong. So Wells now running in third. He's 0.9 of a second back off the leader. There's nothing between first and second. The yellow lights are off down in turn number two. Fripp throwing the cart around. Whitty, Fripp up the inside. Fripp makes a move and he just was able to shut himself down enough to block the crossover by Whitty. So Fripp is your new race leader. Whitty is back there in second. Wells is slowing. He lost about 3 seconds on that lap. So a 35.7 on that last lap for Wells. So he's not going to play a factor in the rest of this race with that sort of pace. Jacob Fripp gets a wheel in the dirt now. What can Whitty do? Whitty up the inside of Fripp, but not close enough. He tries to go again in turn two. They touch as they go through the S's under the white flag. What can Whitty do? He perhaps should have waited a bit longer to try and make his move at the top of the circuit. We'll see how it pans out. Whitty up the inside. Oh, he outbrakes himself. And Fripp goes back through. And now is Fripp has got enough gap that he should be able to hang on. He throws it sideways into the pit turn as they come across the line. Fripp will get the victory. Jacob Fripp takes a hard-fought win and turns around a run of two DNFs. Second place to Whitty. Wells comes home in third. Fourth place, Brian Woolner. Fifth place is the 21 of Cooper. Sixth place is the 70 of Wiegland. Then it's Hemphill and Chancellor in seventh and eighth place. So what a battle that was. Getting set for a start here in tag 125 heavy. Robert Miller, Sir Darren Miller, the pole. Away and racing, and it's the three of Darren Miller who gets the jump off the start. Robert Miller slides into second, but he gets wide. We've got a spinner down in turn number one. I think that's the Hemphill card, actually, in the 32. And so they work their way through the dip. Greg Williams has found his way up to third. Tanitha is back there in fourth. So around the top of the circuit. And it's the three of Darren Miller who's trying to get as big a gap as he possibly can. As Williams is putting the pressure on the back of Robert Miller in the 77. So Williams... McCabe, and oh, big slide job of the 17 of James Ordish. He's caught the cart, but he's gone to the back of the field. Now, back bumper on Tarnetha's cart is damaged. I don't know if that's going to be a problem, but hopefully we'll see how that plays out. Darren Miller, Robert Miller, 3 and 77. As McCabe, then it's Williams, behind him is the 37. So 37 is going to be given a mechanical black flag. So that's Tarnetha. As they work their way around the top of the circuit. Miller... and Miller, Darren and Robert. Up the inside, McCabe tries to make the move on Robert Miller now, as Williams is also there in the mix. That's Ether, Hinton, Ordish, Horn, Hemphill and Argus rounding out the runners. So, up the inside, McCabe looks like he's got the move done. And McCabe will move up into second position. Darren Miller is out in front. Paul McCabe, Robert Miller. Tarnetha didn't acknowledge the flag that time. So, Ether... I don't think he saw the flag that time because he's in the battle with Greg Williams. He goes to the inside of Williams now as McCabe has just got past Darren Miller in the top turn. So the race leader, new race leader in fact, is Paul McCabe. Paul McCabe followed by Darren Miller. Then it's Greg Williams up the inside of Robert Miller. So Greg Williams up into third. Tarnetha is still in fifth, but they are giving him a mechanical black flag, which will turn into a black flag if it's not obeyed after three laps. So the 37 again. Coming past Paul McCabe, Darren Miller. Now watch Greg Williams up the inside into turn one. He makes the pass. Now Tarnetha going up the inside of Robert Miller. Can't get the pass done. Hilton is trying to get onto a passing move, but he's not real sure what to do with that back bumper sliding around on the track. So, Tarnetha. Is the race leader, Paul McCabe, across the line. So, Tarnetha goes from getting a mechanical black flag to a disqualification flag. Now that he's not battling around any carts, he probably got a better chance of looking up and seeing the starter. Black flag for Tarnitha. I don't think he's seen it again. Yep. As the leader, Paul McCabe, is being caught by Greg Williams. Williams, we could have a battle for the lead. As Robert Miller in sixth place now, starting to fall back through the wheel. White flag is out. McCabe, Williams, Miller. Now Miller under pressure from Ether. Ether through the traffic. As he goes to the outside of Miller now, trying to make the pass on the last lap. And he goes outside, then tries to shut back inside. The win will go to Paul McCabe. His second win of the day. Greg Williams will come home in second. Tarnitha will be disqualified. And the 22 of Jareth Argus has spun on the last lap. So we'll go through the order. McCabe, Williams, Miller. Ether is disqualified. Then it's Hinton, Ordish, Hemphill, Robert Miller, Horn and Argus.